and you say it's that kind of weather.
It's foggy.
Yeah. Those particular words are characteristic.
Yeah, that's right. That OG would be different.
And let's see, the opposite of the kind of weather we've been having.
You mean pretty or clear?
The opposite of the rain, of all this rain, is would be
I can't even think what kind of weather that is. It's been so long since we had clear weather.
Well, yeah, but they were talking about when we really needed rain. It would be.
We were having a drought.
Yeah, now they want that word drought. Let's see. We already said about the wind picking up, and now suppose the wind was calming down. How would you say that?
That's when you put where your mouth is. The wind was calming down. The wind wasn't blowing in at all. It's quit blowing.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. The wind.
I think so. It's quit blowing now.
That's what. Of course, the thing is, when they tell me these things on here, and I say it says strong wind ? Light wind ?
Yeah, both of them.
Suppose it was you started out in the morning and it was just beginning to get cold weather, and you say you'd be surprised. You got to say, well, it's
frosty. It's cooler.
And
this morning.
And suppose it was really
got frost on the ground.
Yeah, really.
I think I'd say it's cold.
Yeah, I think I'm freezing. Now let's see. We got to say the names of the months, and I think I have my. Oh yes, I have this neat calendar in here. All I want to know are the names of the month, and we have them in blue, and then the names of the days of the week.
And say these. Go through here.
Well,
May.
You can. The only reason I just did that was just because Mary Lou was doing it for me. She said
June. I can't turn the pages quick enough. July. August.
Braves calendar.
September. October. November, December, January, February, March, and April. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And then what is the other term for, some people call it
Sabbath. The Sabbath, but I don't think I'd use it very often.
I wouldn't either. No. If you're seeing somebody, like you walked in and saw a business associate for the first time,
I'd probably say hello, but I might say good morning.
Yeah. But, and that's what they want to hear, the morning part, but I don't know that I say good morning maybe to a business acquaintance or something, but to your family, you'd probably say, nobody says anything to me in the morning. It's when I'm real full of pep, you know, at night when I'm dragging. Sometimes I'm ahead. Let's see, when do you consider the afternoon?
I consider the afternoon after 12 o'clock. I was looking at
that.
I use evening for after supper.
You know, that's the difference in the children at Roseville. Evening means any time after lunch.
Yeah. That's right, and to me, evening's got to be dark.
Me too. That's where I've always. And then when you say dinner, do you mean the midday meal or the evening meal?
I probably mean the midday meal. Although we have our heaviest meal at night, it's still supper.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where we.
But I used to lunch and dinner, depending on how much we're going to have for the midday meal.
Like on Sunday, for instance, it's probably be dinner. Well, let's see. Now, it's supposed to be farmers are known for starting work
at sun up, but I'd say when the sun comes up.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever say sun up, do you? Now that sounds.
And when the sun goes down.
Yeah. Instead of saying the sun rise or sun.
When the sun comes up.
Yeah, that's where I would too. Now, what term I need to hit? You say the word for the day before today.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And then
tomorrow?
Yeah, I was going to have that too. Do you ever use the term for the 2 weeks that the English?
No, I just use, I don't say fortnight.